This episode of WWT is brought to you by RX Bar Kids. That's right. RX Bar, you may have seen them before, but they got a kids version. It's perfect if you're taking your kid into the theme park. Give them some energy. Lots of great flavors. Second ad break, we're going to tell you a little bit more in detail about it, but here's what you need to do. You need to go over to their website. It's a good place. You go to rxbar.com/WDW. Use the promo code WDW, and you get 25% off your first order. You can also find them, though, at Target stores nationwide. So again, if you want to use it, get the discount, go to our special domain there. That's rxbar.com/WDW. Use the promo code WDW. And now, on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios. Now, here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017. In this episode is episode numbered 1574. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I just want to say that for dramatic effect. And now, joining us today and possibly joining the show. I mean, are we saying joining the show?
Yeah, forever.
Forever. They have no choice.
Yep.
I'm Matt Lott.
We weren't given an option.
This is the
Grease.
You've
heard that voice before. You heard the voice before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. I've been on the show
that
before.
You have.
I have. Lord have mercy. Y'all ready for this? No, here's the deal. I didn't know y'all were going to open up the mic to me again. I listened to that show.
Right.
And it was okay.
Like you went back and listened to
listened back. Yeah, because I never know what I say on a show.
Which you haven't heard is only three episodes back, 1571.
Yeah, I never know what I actually say on a show. Like when Will and I do the podcast.
You black out.
I have to listen. I have to listen back because I don't remember what we did.
That happens. That happens to me too. Because when you're performing, when you're doing this kind of stuff, you just kind of go and then you're like, did I talk?
Yeah, when you get in the zone, you know, when you're real good at this stuff like I am, you get in the zone.
Right. And most of your day is the zone.
Mm-hmm. That's like Herschel Walker.
Trained professional like you are.
Oh, yeah. You knew this,
Matt. I've gone to school and everything.
Yeah.
Herschel Walker.
You are kind of like the Herschel Walker of podcasting.
Herschel Walker doesn't remember any of his game time.
Whoa. It's like a psychological disorder.
He has like a schizophrenia type thing.
Yeah, whereas when he's on the football field, it's legitimately a different person doing it.
So he could have ran like 300 yards and a touchdown.
I have no idea that it happened.
That's awesome.
So no, I mean,
that's why he's so humble.
Because it's not even him doing it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can watch a whole thing on
Go Dogs.
I retweeted a Herschel Walker thing last night because it's like 37 days from kickoff.
I saw that.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't want to take up time talking about Herschel. Georgia football.
Right.
But well,
we're
gonna,
this is called Game Day Mix.
Game Day Mix.
All right. Well, both of these guys are joining us for WDW today. And we thought it'd be fun to mix it up, add some new people. Both of them have been to Disney World, Disneyland multiple times. Mm-hmm. And Matt, you've heard on, if you've listened to the Patreon show, you've heard Matt Lott on a lot because he has some pretty deep ties.
I do. My wife's dad.
Third cousin's uncle.
Right.
Owns the Grand Floridian.
Wife's dad.
My father-in-law.
So actually like
way closer.
Just one step removed. Right.
Build the Grand Floridian and the Swan and Dolphin and I think the Beach and Yacht Club. He was contracted back then. So he helped build it.
In the old house. I remember the story.
Yes. And then Don's childhood home. My wife. Some of the leftover windows from the Grand Floridian were in their living room that looked over a lake. It was pretty.
Well, that makes sense now because they're central Floridians.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Grew up in the Orlando
area. For those of y'all that are hearing Matt Lott, he's not just a voice. He's good looking too. And if you sign onto that Patreon group,
you actually get
to see him.
You stare at me.
And I get to sit by him.
Yeah, yep. I was actually looking up because my wife and I maybe planned something around our 10th anniversary in Orlando because we got married there. And I was like, oh, we should like look to see like bands that are like around. And I was like, top 10 most famous bands from Orlando. And your wife popped up in the top 10.
Fireflight.
Yeah.
That's her band.
There you go. So check them out.
And you were also in a band. That's your wife's band?
That is.
She's so much more famous than you are.
She really is. She is.
She's cute.
cuter too.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
I can't. He says real weird things about men and then
their wives.
Yeah. That's true.
All the time.
Yeah. We have a bond about it though.
She's definitely.
I think his wife looks like Katy Perry.
She's definitely more rock.
Yeah. She's more rock.
Yeah.
And I'm more roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit country.
Yeah.
With a little drums. Bit country.
And then Johnny's the with drums part.
Yeah, that's Johnny.
Enough.
That's our
okay.
Kiddo. Yeah. Thank you.
So you have
your guys
some people
get
know,
kicked off the show.
Yeah, one episode, you're done. So people know you obviously have ties to that, but mm-hmm. also your family's in the vacation club.
Yep, right? Parents are in vacation
up
club.
Up in the club,
so you're there a lot, and you're also had another thing that you're Disney-ified. Oh, you have a kid. You've one son.
Mm-hmm. So
one more Disney thing about you. Oh,
I'm
children.
I want people to know who you are, so they know your point of view because it helps. That, like we all kind of come from a little. I have multiple kids. Now the Grease has got a couple kids.
Got a couple.
Couple kids, a little.
They've
little.
Both been to Disneyland, and one is 6 months.
World or
she
land?
Only 6 months
Disneyland.
Old.
Disneyland. Yeah, this is World.
Right.
Yeah.
They get mad.
She's
when we
older
talk about
than
Disneyland.
6 months, but she went.
She's perpetually 6 months.
She went, no, she went when she was 6 weeks old.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind. I think the people that get mad that we talk about Disneyland are just people that just get mad in general.
That's
most
the of
people
the
that go on our iTunes feed and write.
Well, don't encourage them.
Long.
I read through them yesterday. I was like, anyone good? There's a couple good ones up there right now. A couple not so good ones.
In
but
fact,
there's a couple good
if
ones.
If you're a listener and you love this show,
review it.
Take some time out of your busy schedule. I know you guys are busy. Say something positive about us on the old iTunes review. It would really mean a lot to us. We do this show because we love Disney and we love you guys. We love the community.
Five stars if you're nice.
Yeah,
or
five
if you're
stars.
Nasty.
If you have something mean to say, just unsubscribe and move on with your life.
My favorite
it's
thing
cool.
in this will be making Matt Lott try not to giggle laugh at my sort of offensive humor.
I like it.
Well, Matt, you said you've been to the parks multiple times. We've been
Matt's
to the parks together. Yeah. We co-hosted a Disney World special.
We did.
What?
Yeah, we got to go in all these tunnels and stuff. Logan got married there. I was a groomsman.
Yeah, you were the Utilidor.
I was the what?
The Utilidor.
What does that mean?
That's the thing about that's the below the Magic Kingdom. There's a whole
okay.
That's what we were down the underneath
You've
that
been there?
Stage.
Yeah, we were there.
I've only ever
underneath
learned about
that stage.
You're not missing much
in that in the cafeteria area stage thing.
Yeah,
right by the castle. We were underneath there. And
we ate down the Utilidor.
The big blob of something fell on my arm.
Yeah, because what happens is
it smelled like a dead animal.
Well, for those that don't know, there are no trash bags in the Magic Kingdom. So every trash is just sucked into tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you are walking through the Utilidor from 1971, it does leak a little. And it does smell a little nasty.
Yeah.
Not to ruin the magic, but it kind of does. But it is cool. You can get you can get to places in the park like crazy fast because it's all the way it's connected.
And that's why it even exists is to allow.
Yeah, like you pop up like in the castle, then you pop up all of a sudden you're in the middle of a tree somewhere. That's like where the doors are.
And I'll be honest with you.
Oh, gosh.
When you're down there and you walk by, oh, that's Pocahontas. Sweet. Hey, what's up, Poca? You know what I mean? And then like, you know, Donald will walk by.
Yeah, no head.
Yeah. No, he had it on.
No, I think he did.
I think they're full on until they get into some dressing room or something.
They didn't let the grease in the dressing room.
No, they
smart.
Don't. Yeah.
That's kind of where the grease originated, I feel like. Then there was
excuse me.
I found the footage you'd say.
He originated at the bowl peanut stop in Northeast Georgia.
Good times. All right.
Let's move on.
But what he's talking about is actually the stage that Sunny Eclipse is on at the Cosmic Rays.
Cosmic Rays.
It's actually an elevator. So they can lower Cosmic Ray down, take him out. When we were there for Night of Joy, which is the Christian music festival, and they used to do that in the parks, they would raise it up. Or the band would start at the bottom and go up, and they were done. They would go down.
And it's like every band's dream.
Yeah, my wife takes credit for that because it was like she was like, "Why don't they do that?" I was like, "Well, maybe we should." And I guess they'd done it sometimes before, but not that regularly. Hmm. And it was real cool to watch because they'd be like, "All right, guys, goodbye," and they would disappear.
Yeah, because it's not like it drops fast.
No.
The entry is pretty cool.
Yeah, because
you know they can lights
they
out.
They can start strobe
every
start
now
playing.
And then. But then the exit is like, "Oh, we love you. Thank you so much. Not a joy 2008." Pow. And then the slow descent.
Still going.
It's like,
bye, you, bye.
It's like, God, keep that kick drum going or something.
It's not like that stage is very big either, so it's just
kind of
like.
Yeah, it's like.
I remember one night in that stage at Night of Joy seeing, you know, they kind of have like a rotating like schedule, and they're always like,
There's no rhyme or reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember walking into the last half of, or last third of the set for Avalon. And then the next act was Red, which is, you
back
couldn't
to back.
Be, yes, back to back. You couldn't be two polar opposites of like musical.
You know, Don got to play Night of Joy a few times and I've never even been.
Well, it does barely exist anymore. So
really?
Well, they do it at the, they do it this year at the ESPN thing, Terry.
I actually talked to a couple of artists about their experience, and I can't mention who they are, but it was just a horrible experience from like compared to how it was.
Keith Green.
No. That'd have been really weird if I talked to Keith Green because he's been dead for like 25 years.
They had a hologram. Keith Green.
I just saw a post. Very sad.
Yeah. But
does
just
Universal
not the same.
Still do?
Go Universal on? Still does the same type of thing. They do it in the parks. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Disney, I think mainly because they didn't want to take out like, oh, this park, Park Magic Kingdom now closes at 6 o'clock or earlier. They now do it at the ESPN Wide World of Sports where they've built an arena. So you can have arena style, like Skillet played last year. I saw a video, like it looked like their full production show. Not as cool though as going to see it in front of the castle.
Mm-hmm.
Artists, it's actually in a couple weeks. It's September 8th. So if you're there, this year is the same that it's been since I was there 9 years ago. Same lineup. Toby Mac, Mercy Me, Natalie Grant is the main stage. Danny Gokey, I guess he's main staging it.
Wow.
That's at the Champion Stadium. Zach Williams, don't know who that is. Sorry, Zach. Nice guy.
He's really
good. I just don't know his name.
Friendly Holt manages him.
Who's Friendly Holt?
His friend Lee Holt manages
Friendly Holt. That's another
name. That's a good name, Friendly Holt. Then the Field House. See, this is where it's a little weird. Has Matt Maher, Colton Dixon, and Wren Collective. And that, so it's only two stages now.
That must be like an acoustic thing.
Sounds like it. In the Field House.
The Field House is the...
And then in the dugout.
Is the arena, actually.
The second night... The second night is just as a classic Christian music as you can get. So you got, in the main stage, you got Amy Grant.
Right.
Not even.
Amy
Grant,
really?
Wow. Stephen Curtis Chapman, Kirk Franklin.
Wow.
Jordan Felice.
Yeah. Jordan's actually a really good friend of mine.
Okay.
He used his old band, before he became a solo artist, was like a Seosin-sounding band from California, and they used to tour with us.
What was that band?
Current Affair. Named after the TV show.
Yeah.
You remember?
Glad they had to change that name of Christian music. Can't be called Current Affair.
But he's actually doing really well.
Yeah, good for him. Well, clearly he's playing the main stage.
Mm-hmm.
In the Field House, you have Crowder, Jeremy Camp, and Ty Tribbett. So again, three. Ty actually has a church at the Holy Land Experience. I think they're moving though, but that's
like inside the park?
In like the big, they have like a, they now have like a 3,000 seat theater. So he does it in there, I believe.
Are they open on Sundays?
They open for the church service on Sunday.
And that's it.
I've never been there. I've always wanted to go to that thing.
It's way better than you'd think.
Really?
In your head, you're like, this may be cheese. It's actually, mm-hmm. they're actually redoing it right now, and I was there a couple months ago. Much Seems better. Definitely have some good stuff for kids. They're getting there, kind of like in a reboot stage.
Gotcha.
The theater's great. Theater stuff is great. Definitely take that look. All right, let's take a quick break. We need to tell you, we told you about it. We're going to tell you about it again, a little more detail. RX Bar and rxbar.com/WDW. Well, I'm going to tell you about RX Bar. If you haven't seen them yet, they're a whole food protein bar made with 100% whole ingredients and no bad stuff. That's right, because it's the kids'
it
version.
Right,
so it's
there
no
on the label.
Bad stuff, such as no added sugar, artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, or fillers. That's right. RX Bar also makes the same clean label snack bar with the same high quality real ingredients designed specifically for kids. And that's what we actually all tried today.
Yeah, because we're all kids at heart.
And
it's appropriate.
And we all have 3 out of 4 have kids. 4 out of 5 are about to have kids. That math was wrong. But they're made with 100% whole ingredients. They're made simple and clean for kids. Your kids are going to like them. They're flavors that kids are going to like also. I tried the, let me see what's the official flavor here. I tried the apple cinnamon raisin. What'd you try, Will?
I had the chocolate chip one.
Always going
to
be a winner.
I went chocolate chip too. It's pretty good.
I had apple cinnamon raisin, and I heard it's supposed to cut down on gray hairs.
That's why you eat the kids'
that's
version.
Why yeah,
kids
that's why you eat the kids' ones.
All right, what about you?
I had berry, but I actually had all three.
Matt's the one that's the best shape in the room, and he's eating the
Well, I wonder
pot.
Why, because he's eating RX bars, which are great for you, and you're actually your CrossFit guy.
Right, used to do CrossFit, so I've had
previous
like
CrossFitter. So you've had the adult version.
The grown-up version of the RX bar, which is also, these are a little bit tastier, believe it or not. I know you guys are like, what? But yeah.
Well, it makes more sense because kids have to eat them.
Right, right.
But the reason I think they decided to partner with us here at WDW today is because they are a great, you know, give you a lot of energy, great protein snack for when you're in the parks. Your kids are wanting something. You don't want to just give them another ice cream sandwich. Give them another churro. How about something with some substance to it? How about something that is decent for you and tastes pretty good? Tastes good. You're going to like it.
Because the last thing you want to do if you're at the Space Mountain for an hour, and the last thing you want to do is get out of line because your kid's hungry.
Yeah.
You give them this, you just bought yourself another 2 hours.
Yeah, because it's filling. I mean, I'm halfway through mine right now. I had one during the show. You'll hear it later on. I'm chewing. I apologize. But again, it's at rxbar.com/WDW. Make sure you use that link, because if you use that link, that tells them you heard about it here. They track that. They know. That's why people do that. But you also can use the promo code WDW. Receive 25% off your first order. They're also available in all Target stores. So again, if you don't know what a Target store is, then you probably wouldn't be listening to a Disney podcast. All right. Again, that is rxbar.com/WDW. Again, use that promo code WDW. Receive 25% off. And if you don't want to do that, if you have the urge right now, you're listening to this, and you're like, I'm driving around, like, man, these sound real good. I need these for my kids. I'm going to go pick up my kids from school. I need something. School season's starting. My kid went to school July 30th, already back in school. But you know what? Go buy a Target store. There's always one around. Pick one up for your kids, and also pick one up for you. Try the adult version as well.
These All are right. way better for your kids than that fruit roll-up stuff.
Yeah, way better tasting.
Gushers.
Yeah.
Although the Gushers are pretty awesome.
That's their new slogan. RX Bar is better than Gushers.
Yeah.
And they don't turn your tongue any colors.
No.
What were those? Were those
Not
Gushers?
Yet, at least.
Yeah. All right. Never mind. RXBar.com/WDW. And now, back to the show. Good friend on the phone today. You couldn't make it in person because you're out on the West Coast. Mike from the band Delta Ray. Mike, welcome back.
Hey, good to have y'all. Good to see y'all again.
Yeah. Well, you can't
well, we
see
don't see
us.
You. But
can't, I know what you look like.
No, I'm seeing you right now. It's kind of weird, but, you know, I see you.
You see us. It's strange.
You guys are fancy now. You guys had somebody patch me in. You had a call center.
Yeah, we're in
I called in.
We're in a studio. That's why, you know, Mike, we're not in the room you are in. We're in the fancy live show rooms. That's why.
Yeah.
But, hey, so this, you couldn't talk about it last show, but you could. You kind of hinted
correct.
At it.
Correct.
But you can confirm now Delta Ray performing this year at Food & Wine.
Correct. We are playing on August 31st and September the 1st.
So we want to give you guys.
And even though that's two different months, it's the same back-to-back days.
It's 2 days. Yes, Matt. That's what I agree. Sorry.
Yeah, I just found that out. Yeah.
Me too.
So if you remember, if you haven't heard Mike's voice, you should go back and listen to his episode from a few months back. There, he's in a great band in Delta Ray. And is this your second year playing?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
All right, so what, as a Disney, know you're a hardcore Disney fan, like, what are you most anticipating doing? What haven't you done yet this year that's on your must-dos?
My must-do is checking out the Pandora situation.
Yeah.
And still, seeing how it is.
Yeah, I haven't gotten down there yet either. Terry's the only one who has.
It's definitely a situation.
Right.
So, Mike, there's a chance that I'll be there. I think Logan's about to be there.
There's a chance I'll be there, too.
If we come down, can you get us, like, good seats so we don't have to wait in line?
Yeah, I can make that happen.
There's some friends and family seats.
Do you know people?
I know people.
Can I be, like, the Maraca player for Delta Ray?
I can't do that.
Oh, come on.
Well, got enough sway.
If you've never seen Logan play steering wheel drums.
I'm pretty good.
He's...
Like, okay.
Not to brag, Mike, because I know, well, you're like a professional, but I can, Will on the show, he stepped away for a second. We once started a band that didn't ever get a show where I played a steering wheel that we were going to salvage off of a car and mic it.
I'm going to find the video of that band.
Yeah.
I'll leak it.
You can see Will trying to do, for some reason, he thought he could like Shawn Michaels ninja kick himself up from the ground without ever trying, like laying down, like jump up. Yeah, he couldn't do that. So he goes up about a foot in the air and then just slams his head down on the ground. Yeah, he may have not been in the clearest state of mind during that show. We're talking about that time, Will, that you nearly injured yourself trying to ninja kick up.
Just now. It just now happened.
Yeah, it's just how it is. It happens when you're in your late teens playing in a battle of the bands. Yeah.
Trying to act like a college student.
So do you guys have a record coming out? Are you guys on tour right now? Or what's going on with the band?
We are on tour right now. We're about midway through this particular leg. We are in between Sacramento and Portland. right now.
No Man's Land.
Place called, no, right. we played Sacramento last night, and we're headed up to Portland and Washington, and then we keep on going and make our way to – we have a homecoming show on August the 26th in Raleigh, North Carolina, at Lincoln Theater. And then we head down to Florida for a place called Walt Disney World.
All right. Sounds great.
Never heard of it.
No, yeah. So you're playing there. If you guys have never been to Food and Wine or to see a concert there, it's at the – what do you call it? The American – it's a theater right there in the American Adventure. Big outdoor –
yeah.
It's an awesome place. I've seen many shows there. I'm going to try to make it, Mike, to see you. If not, you're coming through Nashville mid-September, so I'm going to try to stop by that show as well here at the Exit Inn.
Awesome.
But, man, thanks so much for checking in. Anything else to play? I mean, you guys play multiple times throughout the day, right?
Yeah, well, so we play at 5 o'clock through 9 o'clock, and they're 3 30-minute shows.
Cool. Should they stay for multiple shows? Do you switch it up?
We'll switch it up. Absolutely stay for different shows. Yeah. And there's no extra price for it. Once you're in the park, you can come to the show. There's no extra price for it. And I believe it's pretty much all open seating, except for you guys. I'll get you guys very special friend-only seats.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, make sure to go see Mike. Go see Delta Ray again. They're a great band, and you can find them. They'll be hanging out. And look for Mike. He'll be walking around.
Thanks so much. Yeah, deltaray.com. We got tickets and info, all that good stuff.
All right. Thank you so much, buddy.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye. All right.
So I'm going to bring the whole mood down.
Bring it down.
Bring it down.
We lost a legend in the Disney community since the last episode. Marty Sklar passed away, who many of you probably saw at D23. And I took it oddly, like, I was kind of taken back by how I took it, just because, you know, Marty was, if you don't know, Marty was kind of the voice of Walt Disney for many years. He literally wrote a lot of his speeches and his writings. And so we're actually going to do a special episode of Making Elephants Fly with a couple of Disney Imagineer, McNair and Louis Limon, and a few other friends that I know that are Disney Imagineers. He used to work for Marty. We're doing a special like tribute to Marty show this week. So just, I mean, it's a good reminder of why, you know, all of these legends that go to D23 and, Go meet those guys. Go and hang out with Richard Sherman and Floyd Norman and Tony Baxter and hear their stories of how the magic actually started. So as we're recording this, his service is actually happening right now. So condolences to his family and I know many of you have been just watching the Disney community like post their stories of Marty and his generosity and just, you know, meeting him or reading his books and.
I never met him, but I was in the same room with him many times, saw him speak multiple times. Always fun. Always very protective, also, of even the other Imagineers that were getting up there in age. So I remember I saw a Pirates panel with Extensio, and and X was like pretty much the writer. He wrote Yo-Ho-Ho and was one of the main guys. Did a lot in the Haunted Mansion as well. And someone like asked for an autograph, and he was like, he protected X. Not that he wouldn't sign an autograph, but at this point, X, I mean, I think he's still alive, but was... very elderly. Like, and Marty, up until even the end, was pretty with it.
Yeah.
X is currently 97 years old.
Wow.
So it was cool to see that. That was about 6 years ago. That was the Disneyland's 55th. That'll be the last time I saw him, which was really cool. I'm very glad I got to do it. But yeah, you said it, and I think that's right. I think there is this element of there were the people that worked with Walt. They've been around all for a while, now kind of going away. And to see what I also liked is he was a very big defender against the rumors against him. So whether that was the anti-Semitism or the racism or the sexism, these were the guys that worked with him. The anti-Semitism, his head writer was a Jewish guy, and his head music writers were also. So those guys have been out there kind of saying, and Floyd Norman saying, like, no, you're wrong. We worked for him. We know him. So I've liked that. And I'm sadly afraid that when that ends, that we'll see sort of a switch in the narrative.
Yeah,
but hopefully not. Hopefully.
Yeah, John Stamos at the panel, and I encourage if you want kind of have a memory of Marty, he just did a panel on the history of Imagineering where they celebrated a lot of the Imagineers. He summed up Marty really well, where he said he was the Jiminy Cricket of the theme parks, that he was kind of the conscience of the
even
when
Epcot.
We may have had disagreements on what different people think about Pirates, but you know, Marty came out and issued a statement. Just, you know, as changes happen, Marty has kind of been there. They've really. even though he's been retired, he's still kind of been, they've been running things by him and just kind of to say, hey, is this, does this fit? Is this right? So yeah, we definitely lost a legend and,
yeah.
So,
let's try to get it up from here.
Yeah.
Grease, that's your job.
What do you think?
Well, hey, everybody. No, I was just thinking about, so my kid tried some of these RX bars. No.
This is not the ad read, by the way.
No. We got some of these RX bars sent
people
to us.
People are going to be mad because you're throwing in a bonus.
No, I didn't mean a bonus, but I'm just saying, if you're a Walt Disney World people out there,
if you're
and you got
to
kids,
this, yeah.
and you got kids,
yep.
I'm saying those are pretty good to take to the park.
Yeah, I said that early in the ad read.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't pay attention.
That's a good,
so good alternative to the whole, I don't know, $20 cheeseburger and fries that were.
I read $20 lobster.
What?
If
you can get $20 lobster,
at
I'm
Disney,
in.
I'm great. No, but like, for in the lines, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of $20 yeah. lobster, you know. We had Costco lobster the
we
other
did.
Night. Not the best lobster.
Nah.
Not the best lobster.
Sorry, Costco. No.
I feel like it's
I would
been,
have been
in the freezer section a little too long.
It wasn't nasty.
It wasn't bad.
It just had no flavor or right. very little flavor.
Was it like in a tank or was it like in a bag, like a frozen
bag?
It
was in a frozen like crate.
You can't do that. That's
lobster
not the
tank.
That's perfect.
Lobster?
That's the perfect way
it's
to
Costco
do it.
Lobster.
Have you pay the cost later.
Copster.
No, but that crab meat bag, off. Don't do that. Do not do that.
You mean like crab artificial crab?
Yes.
That's what Bart Scott eats his snacks.
Who?
Bart from BLT.
Oh, gosh. I like that guy. His voice is good. I listen to that podcast just to hear his voice.
Ears of steel,
man.
I
think that's what most people do. They like his voice.
Oh, really?
No, they listen just to his voice. But to hear his
you
voice.
Have to be okay with a voice if you're going to like invest time to listen.
I don't read my reviews just because I know what my voice sounds like.
That's what people say about me on our show. They're just like, man, I just go in there and listen to Gree's voice. He's dumb as a brick, but I like his voice.
Yeah.
I hate your voice.
You do? That's true. You didn't want to be me.
That's
at the
right.
end of the...
Halloween?
At the beginning of this one.
I still don't want to be you.
He was going to be you
every
for Halloween?
Minute.
No, at the end of the live show.
Man, hey, Halloween is coming up in 2 weeks here at Walt Disney World.
What are you going as, Logan?
I saw.
Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. What's
Logan's
the first
favorite
day?
Thing.
Logan, what which Logan won't be attending.
I will not be attending.
Or the what? Headless Horseman
what?
Special.
That one I may, but I doubt it. It's so hot.
You should not attend that. That is the worst idea.
The Headless Horseman thing. What are
no,
we
August 25th. We're 23 days away from the start of the Halloween season at Walt Disney World. It runs through November 1st this year. Mm. Y'all know how I felt if you listened to the last year's program, and I don't care to really go over that again.
Matt Lott, have you been to Mickey's Not So Scary?
I think so, but it's been a pretty long time.
Been a minute.
Been a minute.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how do you have a Halloween thing that's not scary?
That's the whole thing. It's called
it's scarier
not so
than
scary.
You think for not so scary, but no. it's still not that scary.
It's like Haunted Mansion level.
It's all the villains
scary.
Take over. They do a parade.
I have seen it. Yes, I have seen it.
It is probably would have been fun with like Amanda and I. Mm. One, the lines are great. No lines to
if
get
you
on any
like,
rides.
Yeah, no, but if you like getting your picture taken with characters.
Too late.
Don't go.
Yeah, like Riker really wanted to meet Jack Skellington. If you heard, and actually,
okay, so when, nobody's in the lines, they're all just getting pictures with characters.
Right. So Jack Skellington had a 2.5 hour long wait, which was the same if I was going to meet Groot last week at Disneyland. I had to not do that, unfortunately. Man, I've been saying this for a while, but I feel like there's something in line control that they're not doing right. Not mind control.
No, I was thinking. This Rank. Is Logan to Disney World.
You're saying line control.
Yeah.
That's not. You missed your own reference.
I know.
I mean, why can't you get in, like, digital lines? It's 2017.
Well, that's what Universal's been implementing, and it's not quite working right, but they're working on it. Virtual
Which,
waiting.
Disney will get it
They
as
just
well.
Need to, like, write better code or something?
Well, the difference is, like, characters.
That's what I heard they got to do.
Characters have always been, like, no fast passes. Like, you don't do fast passes right. to be a character, except for Mickey Mouse and Tinkerbell. Those are the, and the princesses now in Magic Kingdom. Other than that, and like a couple character spots. But never mind that. My whole theory is
not. You should never
half,
be
half
like
the characters
but then
are fast
Mickey pass. And Tinkerbell
well,
and
okay,
every
if they
princess.
Have a dedicated spot.
If right. you want
not
to
even
see.
A dedicated spot. If they have a dedicated building almost, they have it. But if it's someone like, oh, Goofy's over there.
If
oh.
you want to meet the Three Caballeros edition Donald Duck, you can just walk right up.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Let's just be honest. If you really want Mickey's picture real bad, you go to Chef Mickey's and right. you just call it a day.
That's what we do every time.
Every time. And I don't know why you would.
Because it's expensive.
Well, it's expensive, but I mean, or are you going to sit in line for 2 hours and meet Mickey at the parks? No.
What is the, we always eat it. Is it the Crystal Palace?
Yeah.
We always eat
with all
crystals.
The
crees normally eat a crystal burger.
There's a crystals in Disney World and
no, for real.
The crees.
What are we talking about?
It's a breakfast. Well, they have all meals, but it's
but the characters
come around, but it's all Winnie the Pooh characters.
Ooh.
And it is, which one is the one at Grand Floridian? Is that?
That is, Grand Floridian is,
they also have
19, whatever.
They also have
1901
a character
Park Fair.
Yeah, it's all the British characters. That one is Madhouse.
Yes, it is.
I don't like that one at all.
Do they have a Mad Hatter?
Man,
Madhouse?
You know
that's
what,
right,
though?
Character
what makes,
breakfast.
What makes a character breakfast a Madhouse?
I'll tell you what makes
like a
Madhouse.
Like a Piccadilly cafeteria
I don't know
style?
Why
it's when Mary Poppins hits on you, because that happened to me.
Oh.
That was
Perkins.
Awesome.
Got to hear this story.
That's a win. That's a win.
Time out.
It was great.
Tell the story.
That's normal, though.
No. Tell the story.
Who wouldn't hit on this?
Yeah, Grease hits
Thanks,
on
bud.
Him constantly throughout the show.
Why don't you pull out of her back?
So we're sitting there at the that one at the Grand Floridian. Mary Poppins came around. I was like, man, she is pretty. She's and but then I'm also like, and she kind of looks like Julianne, you know?
How old were you when this happened?
Was 2 years ago.
So you, grown man.
So yeah. You were hitting on Mary Poppins.
Your wife
first.
Was pregnant.
She was sitting right there. No, Johnny was born, but he was so small. So they're
fine.
There.
You're allowed
and
to
then
say
she
that.
She comes up and she was like, yeah, oh, your kid's so cute. He's so cute. And just starts rubbing my shoulder. And I thought, Chimmery, babe. What are you doing? And then she left.
I just appreciate her for doing that so that you could illustrate on my shoulder.
You're welcome.
Man, you missed out.
It did.
You'd only gone there a few
and
years
I didn't
earlier.
Even have to stand in line for that. It was a great
she,
park.
She stood in line for you.
Yeah, she had a fast pass to my heart.
A fast mat.
Fast Pass to My Heart is a new song. If Brian Reynolds is listening.
This whiskey may kill me, but it had a fast pass to my heart.
And make it a fun song, a happy song, Brian.
Fast Pass to My Heart sounds
I don't
want to
cry.
But no. Listen. He did a great job on that song.
Oh, no, it's a great song. It's too
great
good.
Great song.
I was expecting it to be a goofy. We're talking, okay, by the way, side note, Will and the Grease host another podcast about whiskey. You know about the podcast. One of their listeners, one of our listeners, created a song called...
Took a lyric that I've come up for a long time and nobody would be willing to write the song. It was called Whiskey May Kill Me, But It Won't Break My Heart. It sounds fantastic.
In my head, it's Whiskey May Kill Me, But It Won't Break My Heart.
It's like Hank Williams Jr. style.
It's not that, though.
Yeah, it's like Mumford & Sons kind of style.
I was thinking way more 90s, but yes.
Oh.
That's a good tune.
Pirate song 90s?
No, it was kind of like more like emo.
Like Bocephus. Now, it's very sad.
Bocephus.
Oh, you like the Bocephus
I mean,
it's a good song.
Pretty sad.
But it's an emotional song. It's not funny.
I mean, the guy lost everything pretty much.
So if you're listening and you're making Fast Pass to My Heart, just it
well,
be good
first,
boy, that's a good boy band song.
Yeah, that would be great.
That's a good boy band song.
That's what I just said.
I thought, yep.
Hey, what did I say?
Yep.
Something else that rhymes
control
with song?
Control it.
It's one of those things where, like, you were talking and my mouth was probably moving
right,
with
just,
you.
You were
and
repeating
then
you just said it right after.
Yeah.
Must be a thing over here.
Podcast, my heart. No, Fast Pass My Heart. What were we talking about?
Fast Pass to My Heart.
We
Mary
were reading
Poppins
character,
on me.
Character breakfast.
It was awesome.
Our characters. So there's something about that 1900 Park Fair, 1901 Park, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go there anymore. Because you get in line for like a photo op with a, is it with a character? Or
yeah.
No? It's with Cinderella or something like that. No, with.
Or is it a family photo? You do a photo
you
before
do a photo,
you go in.
Yeah. A forced photo.
Mm-hmm.
See, Chef Mickey's, you can choose. There you can't. Forced
is
photo.
Is Chef Mickey's the one in the...
Contemporary.
Contemporary, yes. I've done that one too. And I'll agree. That one is a better...
So this one, I don't know what it is, but the way it's laid out, it's just pure chaos inside. I mean, people are screaming. The characters that are like... Also, the characters aren't... They're not headliners.
No.
You got a couple Winnie the Pooh characters. Then you got Alice in Wonderland.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. The Mad Hatter.
Yes.
So
it's all
for like for little kids, it's like Winnie the Pooh and a bunch of creepy adults. new book. but that's just the truth. It's what it's like. And I can't tell. I've done it once recently. I was like, we're never doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
Chef Mickey's a step up. You get all the headliner characters except for Daisy. She's not really. She's kind of like.
My kid loves Daisy.
So does mine. So they're very disappointed every time.
Mm. Yeah.
The Daisy decided not to join them for a meal. And then that one's still like a buffet, so it's still a little crazy, but I feel like they have the...
It does seem like the 1901. That buffet is just insane.
I think maybe it is like, it's really good? One big. There's an ancillary room in the back, but it's really just one giant room.
Yeah. And they're just constantly like herding the characters through there. Yeah. And then if you want to go get food, but you get caught in the herd, then it's chaos.
It's like Stan Lee at Comic-Con. It's just, true. You can't take it.
I'm a big fan of the Cape May Cafe breakfast, which a lot of people overlook.
Never done it.
It's a buffet. It's at the beach club.
Okay.
So if you happen to be driving around and you want to park near a park, you're able to go right there. You can boat right to the studios or to...
or walk right there Epcot.
Walk to Epcot. And the buffet is actually really good. It's actually Joel and I both, I think it's our favorite.
Oh, they're all on beach
Joel
stuff.
From Top of the World.
Joel from Top of the World. Nice. Minnie Mouse, Donald, and Goofy. You don't get Mickey. But it's not...
Or Pluto.
It's not crazy. You know, it's...
Yeah. Buffet?
Buffet.
See, then my number one character breakfast, which I've said a bunch of times, is Ohana.
Yes. Because it's family style.
They bring you the food. So you never have to leave the table.
Beautiful.
They bring you the food, a big tray of whatever you want, all your breakfast meats, your eggs, your toasts, your Mickey waffles, all on one big, like you're going to Ohana, like
is
in
this
one
at
big thing.
The Polynesian?
Polynesian.
Ooh. Garden Grill does that as well.
Yeah.
For breakfast.
Yeah, Garden Grill. People, who's going over there? I'm kidding. Not a lot of people go over there. That was, if you always want a character breakfast that's open, Garden Grill is always open.
But see, those are the ones that some people are looking for.
Ohana
is the less. You had talked about
Ohana,
how much chaos.
Yeah, in Ohana you get, Ohana's pretty busy, and they do a bunch of the interactive stuff. Like, all right, all the kids get up and, you know, parade through the restaurant, which is great, actually, if you have small kids. And then you still don't have to, like, it doesn't have to be, hey, you sit here while I go get the food. Now let's switch and you go get the food. It's just because they bring it all to you. I like it. The characters are mixed. It's Mickey, sometimes Pluto with Mickey, but it's definitely Mickey, Lilo, and Stitch.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And probably Moana soon.
Probably. But right now, which would be great. And
yeah,
but
Johnny
right now,
would go nuts for that. If Maui walked out, he'd lose his mind.
Yeah, they got to bring Maui. Maui is in Shanghai. It looks awesome.
But, I think I saw a picture of that.
But they haven't brought Maui yet here.
I think Maui's at Aulani now, too.
Is he? He looks awesome. I hope they bring Maui. I just watched Moana again yesterday. But I really like that breakfast because they bring all the food to you. You don't have to leave. And they do a fast pass, or not fast pass, they do a photo pass photo with you and Stitch. So it's typically. So you get a little, if you have an annual pass or have memory maker. Then you get your photo, professional photo, with your whole family. Matt's distracted.
Yeah, man, get back in the game. What are you doing?
No, man, so I was sitting here thinking
about Georgia football.
When we were at Disneyland, I'm sorry, I said it again, okay? I'm sorry. But when we were there, we were trying to find a character breakfast because my daughter loves Mickey, she loves Minnie, whatever. You can't call and find one that's got them all at it.
No,
that's kind of the point.
They got some weird character breakfast there, too.
Yeah. Well, so here's the deal. We lucked out. I mean, when I tell you we lucked out, I mean, stars aligned. I know Pluto's no longer a planet, but it's like all the planets align. And then, but that's a different story. But we go in there. We walk in, and you go off to the right, and who's there? Mickey. Mickey's right there. And it was Minnie's breakfast. So we were like, we're guaranteed to get Minnie, so we go there, but Mickey's there, too. And Daisy. So, like, my daughter... had a mild freak out.
Yeah.
And there is slow motion video of her running up to Mickey, and it's perfect.
Crying.
It's so dang perfect. And then Minnie took over. She saw she was having so much fun with Mickey. Minnie comes over and literally escorts my 3-year-old to our table and sits her down. And like, she doesn't do that for everybody.
No.
She just
got a little extra
she had a little extra time. Mm-hmm. So she took the extra initiative. It was not in the best park or the best hotel
was it
there.
Paradise Pier?
The Paradise Pier. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Paradise Pier. I won't go into that, but it was not as nice as the Grand Californian.
No,
it'll
be Paradise parking lot sooner or later. That's going to be another.
Yeah,
that's going to be
Terry with the zing.
Yeah,
Bye-zing.
It was pretty.
You don't
bad.
Think they're going to keep the Paradise Pier hotel?
No, man, that thing is a. What We've been to that hotel.
Well, it was like a Holiday Inn, right? And they bought it and refurbed it.
So I was going to say it reminded me of a Holiday Inn.
Yeah, it's definitely got that
like Express or like old.
But they need another. They need a discount hotel.
It was like very old. It seemed like very old carpet in the cafeteria area. Like it just wasn't like, I don't know. You felt very not Disney there. If that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a perfect location if you look at come up the front door of the Grand Californian. There's a parking lot that's where you park for the Grand Californian Hotel. It's right by Disneyland Hotel.
Yeah.
It's sort of where the guest, if you have a car, you park. Well, that's a perfect place for them to put a hotel guest parking garage. And then they've got permission, I think, for a ridiculous number of hotel rooms that they get to build tax-free, basically with a tax credit from the city of Anaheim. So there's obviously need, if you've tried to get in the Grand Californian as a DVC member, you literally have to do it before the 7-month window, and you have to get really lucky to get in there, because I think there's like 37 studios or something like that in there that are available. It's a really small property.
Yeah, there, so they have that hotel. They also have, or that character breakfast, though. They also have Goofy's Kitchen, which is at the Disneyland Hotel. Which I've never attended. The only one I've attended is the one. Is it at Artist Point? No, what? No, that's Point. Artist Point. That's,
oh yeah, the storyteller.
Whatever story. It's like Artist Point, but it's not.
That's a good breakfast. That's
except for it's
chill.
Weird characters. It's the raccoon from
the Brother Bear.
Raccoon from Pocahontas. Brother Bear. I mean, it's like, I mean, I can
from,
buy
like,
these
Bernstein
costumes.
Bears?
I can buy these costumes and just Berenstain. Tell my kids. Look.
Berenstain.
What is great about doing that breakfast, though,
is no one's there because no kid wants to meet those characters.
It's
Chip and Dale, I think, are there.
Yeah, Chip and Dale. It's, for one, it's not a very expensive breakfast.
Yeah,
you're maybe 50 feet from the gate to get in a California Adventure right there. Yeah. And
if you eat there, can you use that entry point?
I've used it before as a non-hotel guest. If you
know the right guy,
yeah,
you slip a 20. Let me use this entrance.
Mm.
I did find out you can walk. So if y'all didn't, I don't want to talk about my Disneyland trip because it was awful. And I talked about it on the Patreon show, but you can go back and listen to it. I did find out if you were by yourself, because I went late night to go ride the Guardians ride, from me leaving the elevator at the Disneyland Hotel to getting into at post entry point of California Adventure with nobody, how long do you think to walk it?
7 minutes.
About 12 minutes, 11 minutes.
It's well, that hotel's far down there.
Yeah, but if you're by yourself as a grown adult man, you're there.
Did you go 12 minutes by yourself?
Did you go through the Grand California entrance?
It took 23 minutes, something like that, with all the kids. No, not Grand California entrance.
Because you went to the front entrance.
Front gate. Because I didn't want to have to do it.
And the monorail was down too, wasn't it?
Monorail doesn't run to
oh, yeah, DCA. Yeah, you said to you.
And it wasn't down. I read it. It's freaking hot all the time. You got no AC in that monorail.
Well, even at like Disney World, if you do things by yourself,
it's a dry heat.
Everything's so much faster. Do you ever do like the single rider stuff?
My wife and I, whenever we would go pre-babies, we would do single rider for everything.
Well, we talked about that, and I'm still bitter about it.
You didn't know about it.
I didn't know about the single rider.
It's the fastest way.
They have single rider for Radio Springs. They didn't for Guardians, which I thought was interesting.
Well, I did single rider for the Rock and Roller Coaster when we did that show there. And then I did it for Tower of Terror.
Why did we invite you on the show?
Tower of Terror.
He knows more than me.
Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror.
I mean, I've read everything. Yeah, I'm not good with words.
Tower of Terror.
I'm just trying to.
He's the every man.
For himself.
Right. Yeah. Example.
He's the every man for himself.
That's a George Strait song.
Chick, yes or no?
So we have an exciting lineup of shows coming up this month.
Good, you're segueing.
I've got one of my favorite shows.
Whenever Terry decides to do a segue, though, never know where it's going.
No.
It's always like,
In case you don't know, we went from goofing off to in funeral mode earlier today. So.
Right, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, Terry decides, hey, I'm taking the reins here. We're going somewhere. And you guys are just going to have to hang on tight.
Are we still getting to do that redneck show?
What?
Yeah, this month.
See, I'm stoked about that.
So what is the show, Chris?
I'm just basically going to walk you through everything that I've done at Disney World.
Basically, we're going to do how to redneck up a trip.
Yeah, we're talking
to Walt Disney World.
We're talking the All-Star Hotel.
He's doing Splash Mountain.
See, here's what we need to start the research on, and this may be a... If you're really rednecking it, you're probably not even all-starring it. You're probably campgrounding that sucker.
Mm.
You're taking the RV on down there.
No,
you're ruining the show.
No.
Yeah,
no,
this is later in the month. No, I want people to think about it.
It's a teaser.
No, it's a teaser. It's okay to tease a little bit.
No, you tease by saying what it is. You don't want them to come up with the concept. That's what we do.
You got to let him talk.
No.
I want to hear him talk.
I edit it.
Well, dadgum, that is correct. But Terry, keep telling me about it. Because this all sounds great.
No.
I'm over here having an RX bar.
I think we should stop with that one just because he's getting so excited. He's getting sweaty over here.
RX bar.
We have Donkey Boy on the show. It's great.
This guy is just sweating. I'm talking about the grease because he's so
sweating
excited
all the time.
About
it. It's just a matter of like, what am I sweating about?
Well, this is Redneck Trip to Disney.
That, and what's upset about that idea is it came from our Patreon users. So
yeah,
and
sorry.
And hey, you know what?
I'm very chewy.
Logan's chewing over there. I want to give a shout out. One of the highlights of our week is doing the live show. We come in here. It's super chill, and it goes when the show goes off. It's like off the rails, like the show is today.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, we get to talk to you guys and hear what you guys want to do, and make this the podcast you want it to be. So,
what was the shout out
to our Patreon?
Oh, to everyone. Yeah, I thought there was a specific person.
I think Logan brought us on, Matt.
Yeah,
to derail this thing.
this is how it ends.
Okay. He sat me down in his office, and he's like, "Grease, I need you to derail this thing."
Pretty soon I'll be voted off the show.
Yeah. It's a coup.
Is this a Survivor thing?
No, that's Matt Lott's friend. It's a coup.
Okay.
There's an idea.
All right. So
there's an idea.
What other shows we got coming up this month?
We have, I don't know.
We got to do Epcot. We got to do Norway.
Norway.
That's probably next week. We got to do Norway.
Yeah. We do the second country in our tour around the world.
I don't know a thing about Norway.
You can read.
We'll fly down there tomorrow. We'll go do it.
You can take Will on the Frozen ride.
Okay.
Then we're doing one
just
show.
Tell your wife, look, I got a work trip.
Yeah. One show in which we introduce the new folks. That was this week.
Check. If you don't know their names,
second country. It's the Norway. Then we do the redneck things to do at Disney. That Terry already ruined. and then what a Disney fan.
He also ruined the way you say ruined.
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 Weird way to say
what a Disney fan needs to know at Disney Cruise and in park games. Waste of time.
That's the way I have it written down.
No, it sounds like a Jeopardy answer.
No,
it's a park games waste of time for
$500. Will just put his theater hat on from high school.
Waste of time.
Waste of time.
Now that could change because we always say, you know, when news breaks, we report it here, so we talk about it. But as for now. You're going to hear the saddest song.
Do we always say that?
Sit around and wonder.
When news breaks, we report it here.
As for me, I wish that I was anywhere.
I don't know if he's for news to
with anyone. Making out.
Oh, well, that's good stuff.
We're going to see Dashboard next weekend.
Your hair is everywhere, Matt Lott.
Screaming infidelities. Hey, my buddy plays guitar in Dashboard now.
Oh,
buddy,
I want to see
is that,
my
you going
buddy
on the 12th?
Is Chris Carrabba.
That's my birthday.
Are you going?
I might be going, too.
Humble right. Brag over here.
Lots
of humble bragging. My friends are in
bands. Talking about my birthday?
And then Schneck's friend, who's been on the show too, is actually his Chris Carrabba's friend. So y'all could have a battle of Dashboard friends.
I wonder if we have the same friend.
Well, his friend is Chris.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, I know a girl that crowd surfed up to Chris Carrabba and they kissed on stage.
Really?
Nice.
I do.
Is that your wife?
I've eaten at Carrabba's.
Her name's Fern.
Chris Carrabba's is totally different. Oh, Chris Carrabba should open up a restaurant. Just Tiny Chris. Chris Carrabba's.
we have a restaurant to open up?
All right. Thanks for listening this week on 1574 WDW Today.
I'm Logan Zeculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I degrees.
And make sure you check out RxBars. RxBars.com/WDW. Use that coupon code WDW, receive 25% off, or shop in all Target stores. But if you go shop in the Target stores, like, tell them you heard about it here, because then, like, they won't know.
Tell every Target employee you see.
No, I meant, like, on the Twitter.
Oh,
like
gotcha.
Yeah, all right. We'll see you.
The Twitter.
We'll see you on the next show.